Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, one of our faves, comedian Mike Birbiglia and Guy Tori. That's coming up next.
She's got tattoos on her backside and a car jacked up out front. My neighbor next door's a known road whore, and she's off on a husband hunt. Spends her days in the laundromat, washing and drying tube tops. I ain't real crazy about my old lady, but I don't really think I'd swap. Spends her nights in a strip joint, doing an exotic dance. In an out-of-date pair of platform shoes and worn-out spandex pants. Her kids still live with her mother and her stepbrother, who's unemployed, and drives an old chartreuse Pinto and sleeps with a dude named Floyd. And she's up a trailer park woman. She's up a mobile home princess. She's the queen of manufactured housing. She's up trailer park woman. She's a mobile home princess. And me, I'm the trailer park king.
Wow.
Yes.
That's my
that's
version.
So.
Very nice.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Spirit in the Sky.
This one's fantastic.
Dropping the Needle.
Great song.
A lot going on sonically with this one.
Stereo. It's my favorite religious song of all time.
Is it?
It is.
I don't remember who did it. Greenbaum?
Norman Greenbaum.
Oh. Norman. Norm.
This sounds like this should be on somebody's soundtrack. Right?
I think it was in a Jew.
Opening for a movie, right?
It is. I think it was in the movie Michael.
Was it?
Pretty sure. The John Travolta movie.
Yeah.
The Archangel Michael.
Yeah, because I think he starts dancing, isn't it? Something like that, maybe? Great song.
Never gets old, this song.
Yeah.
There you go. We're dropping the needle on all kinds of songs. Talking about fading technology, someone just faxed us. We've been talking about our fax machine, 1-888-BOB-TOM-4. Someone just faxed me this. Can you guys see this? It shows a guy holding a phone in his hand.
Yeah.
It says, price and technology breakthrough, lightweight handheld cellular phone. The phone is, what would you say, Christy, about twice as big as a hand?
Yeah.
And it's... a new bargain price of $1,499.
Wow. Mm. That's if you don't get the plan, right?
Yeah, this is...
remember those days?
Yeah, jeez. So don't be complaining about the price of an iPhone.
Jeez. I guess.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? 14.
Wow. $1,500.
Are
and
you kidding me?
It's huge.
It's huge.
So you had the fax... Someone faxed that.
Yeah.
Are fax machines, I mean, are they over? Are they
They're
done?
They're just fading.
Are they going to be? Slowly, are we gonna pull
now
cut
you can
the
do
cord
a,
on them at some point?
But
no.
Now you can do as Gee said with PDFs that can be sent
right.
back and forth.
Yeah.
You can sign them, and that's the key to faxing is
yeah.
signing a document and
mortgage
returning
and
it.
And sending it back.
You can
exactly.
do it now all via email.
But yeah. there's a few we found out, for example, certain emergency ambulance services use them. They'll get information
oh, yeah. EKGs
in the ambulance, and then they'll fax it to the they'll ER.
Able,
so,
but they'll be
you know
able
what?
To do
they'll
that
be able to
iPad.
Stream that to a doctor
yeah.
before you know.
Yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe there's
save the trees.
Maybe that's there's right. a graveyard for fax machines somewhere.
Yeah, after a while, we're going to be nothing but trees, and then what are people going to miss?
That's the problem.
We got to get rid of these trees.
I can't get any
Way
cell phone reception because of these trees. Could somebody reinvent the fax machine? How about a typewriter for God's sake?
The fax Let's put a book together yeah. of something.
Exactly. <right.
laughs> I don't know. Maybe they'll discover something bad about cell phone technology. We can get rid of them.
They're trying.
That's
they
right.
keep trying. They keep trying
tumors.
To say, yeah, oh, it causes brain tumors.
There was a story no. today saying that that's all bunk.
I know it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
no, but I'm just saying we could make it up so people wouldn't
that's true.
Keep
well,
using them.
They said that they said the tumor thing so you can buy Bluetooth and earpieces. They're going to find a way to keep keep the economy you know strong.
Some way, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bluetooth. I mean, Bluetooth is crazy because now I wish you could Bluetooth, like, going to the bathroom. I wish you could just, like, you got to do number, you know, you got to do number two. Just, hey, just Bluetooth it.
That's
okay.
gonna require something more like a fax machine. I think. There's gonna have to be something.
Yeah, I'm
care to, we gotta care get... to tell Gee about your Bluetooth theory.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll run this by you.
All Gee. Right,
come on,
let's see.
Now this may not be true. See, in California, skews the numbers.
I don't know.
Back off
no,
now.
Just ask him. And,
okay,
all right.
Hit it.
See, some states you're not allowed to be on a cell phone in the car without using a hands free.
Correct.
But that's right.
My contention is my anecdotal research. It seems to me that more African-American men than white guys walk around with the Bluetooth in their ear constantly.
Uh-huh.
It's
something
just
he's observed.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true or not?
I would say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's true. But
I've been receiving a lot of email about it.
But go ahead. You want to read that?
Because no,
I
ahead.
Have a story about it. No, because I got pulled over by the cops.
You
the
did?
The cop pulled me over and was like, sir, you know why I pulled you over? I was like, no. He said, so you can't, you know, in the state of California, you can operate a motor vehicle by talking on your cell phone. I said, sir, I was not on my cell phone. He was like, yes, you were, sir. He had something black up to your ear. I said, I was scratching. That was my hand. I know I'm black, but I'm not Motorola black. I mean, I'm a dark individual, but come on.
Is that a color, Motorola black?
literally, I mean,
guess
like,
who's coming to dinner?
I was scratching, and I'm like, and he literally pulled me over. I'm like, that was not on my cell phone. It's it's in the seat.
It's right there.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Did you get out of it?
Yeah, I got out of it.
Okay.
Tell me, come on. I turned the tables on him. I'm like, man, what? I said, that was very racist to say.
Is that
like,
in Los Angeles?
No. Yeah, it was in L.A.
When you get pulled over, are you afraid?
No, not anymore.
No, it's routine.
No. Yeah, it is. No, you for real.
Did it change? Did things change?
Well, the only time I get afraid is when I have, if I may have some warrants out there, but I don't.
Once they're all gone now,
cleaned and everything, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get an attitude when I get pulled over.
There you go.
Please, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. You work for me, copper.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll help.
That always works. That's a great opening line. Yeah, a great opening line. Yeah.
Let me see if you got any prior records. I got all of Richard's records. He has Live on Sunset Strip.
Now, anyway, that's...
You can love it. Live on the Sunset. Oh, yeah.
I got That Ends Crazy. I got all of his records.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm not sure about my theory, but it seems to be...
it's true, though. No, you're right.
Positive. I don't know why that's...
I'm around brothers more than you, and I do see it.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, it's quite obvious.
Tom's around brothers quite a
no,
bit.
No, he's not.
Yes, so
he's
no.
seen
no,
them.
No, you're not.
He's aware of them. He's seen them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go.
He's aware of them.
I go to the grocery store.
They live.
I go to the grocery store. Right?
Uh-huh. Sure. I
darn right.
I mingle. I'm there with the
Once
peeps.
I'm out of my gated community.
But if he has a hoodie on.
Have you seen the greeting cards? The rhythm greeting cards? There's a whole line of greeting cards for.
I've seen some called Mahogany. I haven't seen
Mahogany.
The
I've
one.
Seen. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everything except there are. If you think about it, there aren't that many greeting cards with. Black people on the
exactly
on the card.
We
sense.
Don't greet each other. We just nod. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
We're talking with Guy Tori.
Gee.
Or
Gee Tori.
Gee, if you want to go with that. I know you fly all over the country doing your comedy.
Yes.
And, that's going well for you?
It is going well, but I love doing this show because I'm trying to really blow up and be really big, like Mike over here. Because I want a private plane, man. The flying gets crazy. It's this TSA that bothers me. And the thing about it is, I have a friend who got, he couldn't get a job at Target being security, but he's a TSA guy.
Oh, good Lord.
It's like, isn't there a story out today that some TSA guys and a drug ring? And
Yep, I got that.
They hire anybody. I know a lot of TSA guys, and they do more drugs than people who are not TSA.
Really?
Well, a few bad apples don't spoil the whole bunch, but what was the story?
Go ahead.
Two former and two current Transportation Security Administration employees, TSA, have been arrested and indicted on drug conspiracy charges for allegedly allowing large amounts of cocaine and other drugs to pass through security at Los Angeles International Airport last year.
However, I want my TSA guy coked up, so he's ready for anything. Let's do it.
The problem is they got caught because they had this elaborate system where they would be texting, and the TSA screener would say, you need to get in lane so-and-so at this terminal.
Right.
And a guy went to the wrong terminal, got in the wrong lane. That's where this kind of all blew up.
Yeah. You can't go to the international terminal with drugs.
No, that's the wrong.
Now, Mike, you pointed out earlier that you recently went through TSA, and how does this work? Your wife opted to go for the
pat down,
the non lethal dose of whatever the hell that is.
I mean, those big machines are scary.
Yeah, the ones you got to stand up. I'm used to that though.
Now, how do the TSA?
And they've seen
assume the position
exactly.
Do the TSA people not get the dose by? That's what I'd be concerned about if I worked there.
Oh, I would be concerned about that.
You go to the dentist's office; they're wearing all the lead stuff. Is it a different type of system?
Maybe it just doesn't go on the outside.
I don't know.
Yes,
yeah, so,
all contained.
So you get this big radiation thing. They look through you.
Yeah, they look through you and they see.
Or
and
they feel you up. Yeah, one or the other.
They look at your skeleton, make sure that you're not packing anything, and then
on your person.
And then my wife opts for not doing that, they were like feeling her up. It's a female, you know. They have a female assist. They have to wait for a female to become available. And I was watching it happen. I was literally laughing, and then she started laughing, and then the woman got mad at her.
I got excited because
it was so intrusive. I mean, it was.
I say the next time you do it, have her like scream like she's the absolute enjoyment highlight.
But you know that happened, right?
Like, you
found it!
Oh my God!
That's the spot.
Is that against the rules?
No, that happened with a guy last year. This guy had him. He had an
orgasm?
And they arrested him. He had an orgasm from getting pat down. If you Google it, you'll find it. But there's a story. I can't remember where I was, but he did the pat down, and he actually had an orgasm.
Right?
And they arrested him.
I think he probably had prepared himself prior to this.
He probably did.
When you say, I'm coming to San Francisco.
I'm seriously.
You mean at the airport?
I'm here.
Wow.
But it's a true story. It happened. This lady, they're dumb because this lady, I think they take the rules too. I had a bottle of colognes, like, you know, $80 bottle of cologne, and it was 5.0 ounces, right? And the lady, and the limit is 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, you can't bring that on. I'm like, why not? She says, sir, the bottle says 5.0. I said, yeah, man, but half is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't let me bring it on the plane.
Yeah, that's the rule.
What
kind of cologne do you wear?
Well, if you do the math, that means that there's what?
Yeah.
2.5 ounces.
Exactly. It's under three. It was like two ounces left, maybe.
What kind of cologne you wear? What are you hiding?
It was Armani Gio.
It was Armani Gio.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I like the Gio.
I drive a Gio.
Talk about fading technology.
Are you wearing the cologne right now?
No, because I know
there's no cologne rule.
Remember?
That doesn't stop some.
No, but I remember.
Yeah, we had to
Acqua di Gio.
We had to open this door seriously for 2 days to get rid of the smell of what was that?
Hazmat. Oh, it was patchouli or something.
Patchouli is
cinnamon oil mixed together. Or
but patchouli is an aphrodisiac though.
And not for me.
Not here. Not when you really pour it on. No.
That could have been a naked Pamela Anderson. I would have said, could you leave?
Whoa.
Now, Mike, I assume you're not a cologne guy, are you?
Tried to find it. No, I've never been one. I mean, when I was going to, like, ninth grade dances, I would wear the Drakkar Noir.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get the making out to happen.
Yeah. I used to wear Lagerfeld back then. We're probably the same age, I think.
Wore what?
Lagerfeld.
Isn't that a beer?
No. Karl Lagerfeld, the designer?
You've never worn a cologne.
I don't think I
Brute have. By Fabergé.
Hi, Karate. You want some?
Hi, Karate.
You got it.
We got some.
Yeah.
My wife always makes fun of me because I'm like, if I use lotion or use cologne or anything like that, it's a very male thing. I just like lop it on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just like tons of it all over.
You're supposed to spray and walk through,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't do that. So I don't do any. I don't do any of that.
You're supposed to put it on your behind your ears.
No,
and
I...
You're supposed to spray and walk
this
through.
This is an actual bottle from the late 60s.
Really?
Bottle and box.
Of High Karate.
Of High Karate.
Wow.
All this stuff, by the way, is available on the internet if you want any of the old
colognes.
No, I'm sure. Yeah.
Hey, you know, my mom used to sell Avon back in the day, and she used to bring the Black Suede was one that was kind of...
Black Suede?
Yeah, it's called Black Suede. It was, you know, when you're in high school, you're trying to, you know, impress the ladies. Mm-hmm. I was suede
it
out.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works.
Well, yeah, apparently the black part worked. You're Motorola black.
I used to be beige, but, you know, black suede.
Used to be. Yeah, black suede.
You just think up here, you're so free now. You think you can just go right ahead.
He brought up Motorola black.
He is not Motorola black.
Oh,
he's going to come to you during the break. Don't you ever. Call me Motorola black. I will kick your
butt. Well, we're talking with Guy Tori and comedian Mike Birbiglia.
Mikey B.
And
so much joy.
I know. It's the happiest
guy. Guy and I should be a duo because we really have different energy levels.
Tom Dreesen and Tim Reed.
It's like a Laurel and Hardy. It is. Uh-huh. It's like
Tim and Tom.
Yeah. Look out.
I'm Ludes and I'm Coke.
Hey.
That's Mike and Guy.
Very interesting. That'd be cool. Now, do you have a rap name, Mike?
Because
I remember the first time I ever saw you at a club, you did a great piece about your love of rap music.
Yeah. Because I would always say that, like, I like Busta Rhymes because he'll have a good rhyme and he'll just say his name afterwards. So he'll be like, Cat in the Hat, and that was that. Busta Rhymes! You know, and I wish I could pull that off with jokes. Like, I like drinking coffee. But if I ever reach a point in my life where the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup, I'm not sure I want to wake up. Mike Birbiglia.
That's great.
Yeah.
But
I do have a rap name, Notorious Birbig.
I thought it would be Birbiggie Small.
Birbiggie Smalls is good, yeah.
Birbiggie Smalls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a rap name, Guy?
Guy Tori.
Guy Tori.
Guy Tori in the place to be. Got kicked out of Major University. Rah. I go 80s with it. Rah. Wow. Got to put the rah behind it, remember?
I like that.
Rah. It's sort of like the Busta Rhymes thing. You just rah.
Now, are people in the... I am behind in my rap stuff.
No kidding.
How can you be behind something just you were never in?
You got a flip phone.
Just the other day,
a lot of things.
Guy, just the other day, I was shopping for a dookie rope.
Wow.
Is the parlance word still in vogue?
The dookie rope?
No, the word.
The word.
Do you say word?
Yeah, every once in a while, you know, you pull it out like, word. You know, when somebody says something,
I never
like,
really.
It's a classic.
Like, yeah, it's like really, but it's
really?
Like word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it means?
Yeah, it means like really, really. So it's nice. It's like word. Oh, word.
But it used to be a statement. Word.
Yeah.
I never got it. I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah, it's like really. Like it's today's really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Word.
Okay.
Word.
Really? I mean word?
Perfect.
You nailed it, Tom.
He did, didn't he?
Today's go out word, into the world and use it, Tom.
Today's word is cracker. Okay. Yeah.
Ladies, nice. Today's word is legs.
Legs. Spread the word.
Ah, the classics.
I love it.
Right?
Cross-cultural.
Oh, boy. They work. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.